I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, that's an honor, that bumper music. The great Corey Lewandowski, his hometown, Lowell, Massachusetts, shipping up to Boston. Dom Giordano's show. Let's go to Corey, who has a new book out on President Trump. Dan, little glitch here. Bring Corey up for me, please. Hey, Corey, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me back. I actually played that song at my wedding, if that tells you kind of how hardcore I am. So I appreciate the intro.
Well, Dan is very, very good at noticing stuff like this. How many years married?
15 years, and thank God I picked the right woman because she puts up with a lot of crap, let me tell you.
What? That's what I was going to say. All right, the brand new book is Trump, America First, the president succeeding against all odds. And certainly, boy, we're seeing, maybe you're not surprised. I mean, because anything could happen with Trump and with the opposition to Trump now ratcheting up. But it's every second, Corey, we're seeing something that gets our attention, even of the average person.
Well, it is. And look, what this book is, it's very much in line with my first book called Let Trump Be Trump. This book takes you behind the scenes inside the Oval Office, behind the scenes at the rally, on Air Force One. It tells you how the president's making his decisions and what he's thinking about while he's making those decisions, while I'm fighting on Capitol Hill against these lunatics who are accusing me of treason and all those other things, and I'm physically fighting with John Kelly in the Oval Office. You know, Donald
Trump.
Wait a minute,
Corey. You went, but I don't think we ever got that when you were physically fighting with John Kelly in the Oval Office.
This is why you need this book. Chapter 2 is called The Brawlers, man. You know I'm a fighter, but hey, when a guy puts his hands on me, I'm going. You know that. If you guys ever saw the movie The Fighter.
Yes.
Right? That's who I am, baby. I'm like Mark Wahlberg in The Fighter, right? You put your hands on me, we're going. And in this book, I outline it. Me and John Kelly get into literally a fist fight in the Oval Office because he doesn't like my relationship with the president because he wanted to stop me from seeing my friend and the leader of the free world. And I said, hey, John, you made a big mistake, dude. Maybe you're a 4-star Marine, but I'm a killer from Lowell, so let's go outside and finish this thing.
Oh, my God. What did Kelly reply? What does the book say Kelly told you back?
He whimpered like a little girl after and said, I don't think I want to do that. He called the Secret Service detail in, and I said, hey, buddy, you touch me, you'll spend the rest of your career in Siberia, just so we're clear.
Oh, my goodness, God. Only in the Trump years here. So Let Trump Be Trump. There's a great piece, Corey. I don't know. You're busy doing stuff, interviews and all. If you saw it today in Politico, of all places, by the Philippe guy, Philippe Rhines, who played Trump in the Hillary debates. And he says, don't underestimate Trump. And I think he gets it what Trump does during these debates versus the big ones. He's more restrained in this. He's picking his spots. It's not the Trump that you see at the rallies. He's clever, and he mixes a little bit of that in, I'm sure. But he projects a different image to the nation in these one-on-one debates.
We're going to have 60 or 70 million people watching the debate tonight, okay? It's so important that Donald Trump is able to articulate what he's been able to achieve for the country in the last 4 years, as opposed to Joe Biden, who's had almost 5 decades to try and solve our nation's problems. And that's Joe's real problem, is that after almost 50 years in Washington, D.C., Donald Trump has come in to solve the problems of this country. Joe Biden had his chance, and he has no argument of why you need to send him back to D.C. because he couldn't get it done in five decades. So what you're going to see tonight is Donald Trump reminding the American people that the system was broken for a long time under both Republicans and Democrats. But now, with a leader like Donald Trump, our military has been rebuilt. We've renegotiated trade deals. And we are once again the envy of the world. Our allies respect us and our enemies fear us. And look, in Trump America First, we talk about what he's been able to do on trade, on the federal judiciary, on so many things, the economy. But it's also important to remember that African-American, Hispanic, and Asian unemployment was the lowest ever recorded under this administration, not the Obama-Biden years. So
exactly.
That's what
Corey,
about.
Let me interrupt to ask the thing that I want to say. Joe Biden, you know, as addled as he can be at times, is not going to say he's against fracking. He won't say it, even though it's true. But on the racism issue, I'm glad Wallace is putting that in with the violence issue. Telling Biden, what do you mean by systemic racism? Are you saying that America is a racist nation right now or something like that? If Biden goes anywhere near that, Americans are not going to elect a guy that said the nation is racist, I don't think.
Hey, remember, Joe Biden called every African-American male a predator from the Senate floor not that long ago.
Right.
He said, if you ain't black, you ain't black if you ain't voting for me, right? He called an African-American reporter. He said, hey, are you on crack? That's what he said when they asked him a tough question. And don't forget, when Joe Biden came to the U.S. Senate in the early 1970s, and that's not an exaggeration, literally in the early 1970s, his mentor was the voice of the white South. Joe Biden gave the eulogy at the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan's funeral 10 years ago. And they say, well, the Grand Wizard apologized. Oh, okay. I didn't realize all you have to say is I'm sorry for being the Grand Wizard. Joe Biden was there to give his eulogy at the funeral. Joe doesn't want to go down this road because he knows under Donald Trump, African Americans have benefited from his policies, whether it's the First Step Act, or it's which includes criminal justice reform, whether it's empowerment zones. We have seen a huge number of African Americans coming to the Trump organization, the Trump team, because they want to see him get reelected.
All right, let's talk about the issue du jour. Does President Trump, what would your advice be, say, fake news tonight about the tax issue? Does he explain it all? Does he also bring up the Bidens took advantage of a big loophole to get hundreds of thousands of dollars? I mean, it's legal to do this. What does he do?
Look, here's what I would say. If Joe Biden says, Donald Trump, you paid $750 in taxes in the last 30 years, he'd say, hey, dummy, you're the guy who wrote the tax code. You stupid politicians, like guys like me, business owners, take advantage of a system. And now that I'm the president of the United States, I put in a tax code that every American can benefit from, not just the big guys like me. And by the way, Joe, if you get in, 82% of the American people will have a tax increase. So, Joe, you've got no one to blame but yourself on this. And when you left being the vice president, you and your wife put together an S corporation
right.
to funnel $13 million through, and you paid $0 in taxes. So you know what? I, as a business owner, I had an obligation to my family and to my business to pay the least amount of money possible in federal taxes, and I did that because of the stupid laws that you guys had on the books.
All right, Corey, thank you very much. I'm still reeling from the John Kelly. I got to go back and read that right after the show today. Trump, America First. The president succeeds against all odds. Thank you. Thanks for the analysis today, as always.
Thank you, guys.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.